The work of the investigative judgment and the blotting out of sins is to be accomplished before the second advent of the Lord. Since the dead are to be judged out of the things written in the books, it is impossible that the sins of men should be blotted out until the judgment at which their cases are to be investigated. But the Apostle Peter distinctly states that the sins of believers will be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ. Acts 3, verses 19 and 20. There's a certain time here identified when our sins will be blotted out if we've done the advance work necessary for that to take place. And this is one of the main promises of the Bible, is at the end of the world there's going to be a group of people that are illustrated by Isaiah as a glorious, beautiful branch, and that the Lord will forgive their sins and never remember them again. This is the purification of the church. And this takes place when my judgment comes before the Lord, your judgment comes before the Lord, if we're faithful. Our sins are blotted out and he doesn't remember them ever again. Quite a holy, high calling for all of us, particularly when you see that it's connected with this Sunday issue and that the Sunday law is imminent. Let's look at another one from the Great Controversy, page 611, 612. The great work of the gospel is not to close with less manifestation of the power of God than marked its opening. The prophecies which were fulfilled in the outpouring of the former rain at the opening of the gospel are again to be fulfilled in the latter rain at its close. Here are the times of refreshing to which the Apostle Peter looked forward to when he said, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus." Servants of God, with their faces lighted up and shining with holy consecration, will hasten from place to place to proclaim the message from heaven. By thousands of voices all over the earth, the warning will be given, miracles will be wrought, the sick will be healed, and signs and wonders will follow the believers. Satan also works with lying wonders, even bringing down fire from heaven in the sight of men. Revelation 13:13. Thus the inhabitants of the earth will be brought to take their stand. Brothers and sisters, here, Sister White says, this blotting out of sins and the presence of the Lord is the latter rain. And if we are going to receive the latter rain, if our sins are going to be blotted out, and then the work that we're going to do is go out and give the Pentecostal message that takes place at the end of the world, it means that probation is still open for some people in the world. And their sins have not yet been blotted out. They're still under investigation. So the blotting out of sin that the Bible speaks about takes place in conjunction